This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. As we head into this day here towards the end of the work week, we just want to start the day by putting everything in perspective. The best way to get your life in perspective is to open your Bible and let God speak to you. You know, this Bible, it was written by people that God moved so long ago. And yet, we see God's hand in it so clearly because even today, thousands of years later, God speaks right into our hearts. And the Bible is God's self-revelation to us. That is, it lets us see life from His perspective. That is so important because our perspective gets so focused in on ourselves and what's happening to us right now. And that puts everything out of perspective. It puts everything wrong, and we need to have everything put right in the way we see this world. We're talking this week about Jesus' attitude towards failing Christians, and we've been looking at Simon Peter's experience when Jesus warned him that Satan was going to sift him like wheat, but that Jesus would be praying for him, that his faith wouldn't fail. And Peter's response that, well, it doesn't matter what happens, Lord, I'm going to be with you, whether I have to go to prison or even die. And Jesus says, no, Peter, before the cock crows today, you will deny me three times. And then Jesus is arrested, and Peter follows along behind, and while Jesus is being tried, Peter's there in the courtyard trying to be inconspicuous, and someone recognizes him and says, hey, you're one of them too. And the panic rises up in Peter, and he says, no, I'm not. And someone else says, yeah, you were one of them. And Peter says, I don't even know what you're talking about. And someone else starts going on and on. Yeah, you're a Galilean like him. You are one of them. And Peter starts cursing and swearing and saying, I don't know what you're talking about. And right then, the cock crows. And Jesus turns and looks at Peter, and suddenly Peter realizes, man, I've been making these decisions about what I'm going to say based on only how they affect me, and I've forgotten my promise to Jesus, and here I am failing again and again and hurting his heart. And he went out and wept bitterly. Well, we fail, don't we? And sometimes we get so disgusted with ourselves for failing again and again in the same area, failing God and hurting the heart of the Lord Jesus. Peter must have thought, what can I do about this? Well, after Jesus rose from the dead, the disciples were out fishing, and as they came into shore, Jesus met them on the beach, and Peter saw that Jesus was on the beach, and he just jumped into the water. He didn't even wait for the boat to go, and he started thrashing himself to the shore. He had to get to Jesus to make things right. It says in verse 15 of John 21, so when they had finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these? He said to him, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. He said to him, tend my lambs. And Jesus said to him a second time, Simon, son of John, do you love me? He said to him, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. He said to him, shepherd my sheep. And Jesus said to him a third time, Simon, son of John, do you love me? And Peter was grieved because he said to him the third time, do you love me? Why, well, he had denied Jesus three times, hadn't he? He said to Jesus, Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you. And Jesus said to him, tend my sheep. Do you see this beautiful encounter between Jesus and Peter is the restoration of Peter and Jesus' relationship. Jesus reaching out to Peter, reassuring him of that love relationship and telling Peter, in spite of that awful way you failed me, I can still use you. Tend my lambs, shepherd my sheep. No matter how you have failed, Jesus Christ in your life, no matter how many times, you can come to him. He is ready to restore your relationship with him and use you in other people's lives. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.